Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions, he's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is The Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everyone, to a chilly Saturday morning. And yes, for those of you who follow me on the Facebook machine, who have been here for a while, today, I can't even believe it. I cannot believe I'm about to say this. Today marks 18 years. 18 years. This show is now old enough to vote. I cannot believe it. That's 18 years of getting up early on Saturday. That's 18 years of not doing anything on Friday night. That's 18 years of talking with you. I don't even want to know how many shows that means. I mean, because if you were to think about it, you got guys like Jeff who does a show every single day. I just do the Saturday. But 18 years. I think, honestly, this is the longest I've consecutively done anything. When I say consecutively, I mean I didn't stop, didn't break, didn't nothing. One point to another to right here. Here we are. 833-804-1140. I will let you know this. I still love doing this. I will never forget the very first time I did the radio. Here's the deal. If you never heard the story, the way I got this job is ridiculous. I was 30 years old. Who knows anything at 30? I think Jordan's pretty smart for 30, but I wasn't. And there was a home improvement show here at WRVA, and the management was less than pleased with it. And my sister, Connie, who has gone on to bigger and better, and she's so much smarter than me, honest to God. She suggested to the management at the time, why don't you talk to my brother and my dad? They know everything. And I guess she thought I would be funny. And we had a meeting. We were told to come in at 2:45 in the afternoon. I had never been in a radio station. I'd been on TV a couple of times, but nothing substantial. Just like reporter asked me a question, something like that. And we come in and we sit down in front of a gentleman named Randall. And Randall looks at me and looks at my dad and he goes, so I guess you know why you're here. And without skipping a beat, this is how arrogant I was back in the day. Aren't we all glad that's changed? Stop looking at me that way, Jordan. So I guess you know why you're here. I said, yes, I do. Because at the time, I'd been listening to WRVA for about a year, and they had an afternoon guy, I think his name was Paul. It's been a while. And I looked at this guy named Randall, who runs everything, and I say, yeah, you want me to take Paul's job? And without skipping a beat, Randall looks at his watch. He goes, you got 15 minutes, you're on air. Are you ready? And I said, yes, I am. And I got up and I walked out of his office heading towards the booth. Yeah, I did that. And I guess it was a gamble that worked because Randall thought it was funny. He said, hey, let's talk a little bit. Then I'll give you Paul's job. I'm like, okay. And we spent an hour talking about anything but home improvement or radio. We just talked. And he told me, okay, here's what's going to happen. You guys are going to take over in 3 weeks. The show starts at 6 a.m. Go ahead and listen to it for a couple weeks so you know how it works. Am I getting up at 6 a.m. to listen to somebody else's radio show? No. Came in here raw. And be honest with you, not very good. No. There's people out there that have listened to me. They said, oh, man, you've come a long way. I'm like, yeah, I really have. And so that was it. It was me and the father, and we were here, and we went on for 6 months. 6 months, getting up early. The show was over at 8. He went to work. And then I get a call, and Randall says, Richard, I think you're doing a good job. I'm like, thank you. Positive reinforcement is always a good thing. You know, it's good one thing to be a good employee, but a good boss, a good leader, that goes a long way. If you're a business owner, ask yourself, are you a good boss? And he says, Richard, you're doing well. What we're going to do is we're going to move you to 10 o'clock. I said, awesome. And I go to my father and I say, Pop, they're moving us to 10 o'clock. And he looks at me and he goes, I can't do it. He's like, I got a job. I got to be someplace at 10 o'clock. I said, I don't know what to do here, Pop. I really can't say no to this opportunity. And that's one thing I've learned over all these years. When opportunity knocks, don't be afraid of it. And he looked at me and he says, you know what? You got to do what you got to do. I said, thank you. And I go to Randall and I say, look, Dad can't do it, but I can. He goes, well, what are you going to do? It's a two-person show. I'm like, and I lied. I lied like a rug. I'll admit it now. I lied. I lied completely. And I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a rotating list of guest hosts, and they can come in host with me. So each week you'll have somebody different. He goes, that sounds like a great idea. And I'm like, doesn't it? Sounds like a really good idea. And the next Saturday I came in and did the show by myself. And the Saturday after that. And the Saturday after that. On the fourth Saturday of me being in here with new guest host, just me, my boss happened to come into the radio station on a Saturday, and during a break, he pops his head here into the booth and he goes, so Richard, are you going to find a guest host, somebody to come in and do this show with you? And I looked at him and I said, no. And he just looked at me, and again, I guess he thought I was funny, and he said, carry on. And there we are. Here we are. 18 years. 18 years. I've seen stuff. Major news events. Presidents have come and gone. Life has changed for the better, for the worse. I've seen gas prices go up and down. COVID hit. Space shuttle blew up. I mean, the list goes on and on. Hurricanes, tsunamis. And good stuff, too. At one point, I think it was one of the best things ever happens. A young lady needed a lung transplant. She was running out of time. And she didn't have enough money. We talked about it here on the radio. Within 24 hours, she had it. Within 48 hours, she had a lung transplant. She's now living very healthy and fine in Mechanicsville. Some amazing things. This has been the opportunity that I would not give up for anything. When I've gone through ups, I've gone through downs, I've had businesses fail, I've had relationship problems, and yet they always get better. My wife, Joanna, we got married right here on air 2 years ago. Who else does that? And she knew how much I cared about doing this because I told her as soon as we got together, we're not doing anything Friday night, and Saturdays I'm usually pretty tired. And she had no problem with it. She loves it. So thank you all. Thanks to every single one of you who's ever listened, who's ever tuned in, who's ever called in, who's ever told a friend, listen to this guy. To those of you out there amongst the states of the 50 that have left. I get contact from people that said, I left Richmond. I took the home show. I took Richard McCann with me. To that truck driver who called in, 6 months ago and said, I listen to nothing but you from one coast to the other and back. Thank you all. Thank you, every single one of you. Now, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the 18th anniversary of the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Again on News Radio WRVA. Welcome. Good morning. Oh, it's chilly outside. Woo-hoo-hoo. Have I turned on the heat in Casa de McCann? Briefly. Super briefly. Radiators. You can't... Okay, if there's going to be a downside to radiators, which there's a downside to everything, is that once they're hot, they're hot. And if you're trying to do what I've been trying to do, is like just knock the chill off this place. You know, wake up, and it's 60 degrees in the house. That's chilly. It's especially in a plaster house. Once plaster gets cold, it's cold. And so have I turned on the heat? Briefly. I would turn it on. I would let it run for maybe 15 minutes and then turn it right off. But that's long enough for all those radiators to get hot and warm up the place, and it, more than once, it's been a little bit too warm. That's this thing time of year. This is the time of year where I start accruing coats in the passenger seat of my truck. That's right. They just start stacking up. By the way, nobody can see me, but I will say that I used to do things like a gadget of the week, and I've fallen off from that. You know, some topics come, some topics go, some things change. That's... You got to evolve. I will definitely tell you what my gadget of the week, of the month. This is awesome, and I've had it for a year, so I've been able to really test drive it, is my jacket of choice. Now, if you know me, and my wife has commented, I'm really not allowed to say anything about how many pairs of shoes or purses she owns. I'm not allowed to do that for one very simple reason. I have a very large collection of bags. Couldn't tell you why. Over the shoulder, backpacks, everywhere. They're all over the place. My bag of choice happens to be a 5'11 tactical messenger bag. Awesome. It does just about everything I want it to do. I also have several backpacks. But for the winter, which I went through last winter with just this, maybe wearing a hoodie underneath it, is my 5'11 tactical field jacket. Now, yes, I got this from a buddy of mine. His name is Brian Ngoni. He's been on the show. I met him through the show. It's amazing how many people I have met through this, including my wife. Sergeant Mike Girardi, perfect example. Known him since like the beginning. But anyway, so this, what I'm wearing right now, and you can just type it into your search engine. This is the 5'11 tactical field jacket. And I love it. I mean, it's waterproof. It's warm. It has a removable hood, which I removed. I don't like hoods. But I mean, this, I've had this over a year and I'm still finding pockets in it. It's ridiculous. It even has that flap, you know, you know when you're watching a crime show and the cops are getting ready to bust up into some place and they all reach behind on their jacket and they pull out this flap and it'll say FBI, CIA, whatever, DEA. Okay, it's got that. It's right there. I don't know what I'm going to put on it, but I've got it. This thing has been fantastic. So definitely a gadget I'm going to recommend. Personally, my upside to this kind of weather is I have a place for all the stuff I carry on me. During the summertime, I'm constantly trying to figure out where to put my phone and my wallet. By the way, for those of you who have bad backs, stop carrying your wallet in your back pocket. Worst thing you can do for your back and hips. Take it from me. I was at the chiropractor earlier this week. But I'm going to say this. I love it. Of all the coats I've got, this is the one that only stays out. Everything else is just kind of put away until I need it. But that's my gadget. That's the gadget I'm going to go for here on the 18-year anniversary. I still can't believe it. 18 years. I mean, Jordan, I think that makes me one of the, I know I'm the longest running show at WRVA. I'm not the person that's been here the longest. I mean, we have people in the newsroom. Gary Hess has been here longer than me. Deanna Malone's been here longer than me. But longest running show. Not too shabby. So, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. Give me a call. Tell me what's going on in your world. Obviously, I got a good night's sleep. So, I find myself, you know, because we're stuck inside. We're stuck inside. Piddling around. And I've binged everything I could possibly binge. All of it. I mean, you'd say, you can't have binged all of it. It's, we've been in lockdown since March. Yeah. I was really excited because Thursday the new Star Trek came out. I've been waiting a year for that. And to be honest with you, if they had released all of it the whole season, I don't know if I'd have made it over to Jordan's house. they didn't. So one of the things that I've noticed, I find myself doing little things. I'm keeping the kitchen cleaner, which is good. I'm a terrible housekeeper. And I've been drinking a lot of water. A lot of water. And the reason for that is quite simple. When the wife and I got together, she introduced me to a Brita water filter pitcher. That's what she had. And so I started using it. I'd never used one before. Water out of the tap. Good. Let's go. And I mean, to be honest with you, I was never a big fan of water out of the tap because I grew up in Verina, which has some of the nastiest water on the planet. Growing up, you drink water first thing in the morning. Guess what? It tastes like copper. It was bad. Really nauseous. And so it started with the filter. And then we obtained what? It's got to be well over 6 months ago, probably 8 months ago, a new refrigerator. Now, I'm not a fancy guy. I don't need a lot of fancy gadgets. I like gadgets, but I don't need them. And when it comes to the kitchen, I try to keep things as simple as possible and things that can do multiple things. If it's a single-use item, I try to stay away from it. I have never owned an electric can opener. Shocking, right? Not really. Don't eat much stuff out of a can. So about 8 months ago, my brother-in-law says, "Hey, what I want you and I, we got to run up to Maryland." I'm like, "Why are we going to Maryland?" And he says, "We're going to pick up refrigerators." Okay. Now, I had a refrigerator. I have a very simple white over-under fridge. I think I bought it from the guys over at Junk King. In fact, I know I did. Another person who I've met through this show and become friends with. And so he says, what we're going to do is we're going to go up there. They're free. We get them. They're practically brand new, which is awesome for me. And he says, we got to bring them back. And I get there, and this is a nice refrigerator. I've never had a really nice one. I've never had anything in stainless steel. It's stainless. It's side by side. And something I've never had in my entire life, a water and an ice dispenser. I've had an ice maker, never a dispenser, and never a water dispenser. And I found that since I got this thing, the amount of water I've been drinking has gone up exponentially. It's just crazy. You know, they say drink 8 glasses of water, which is a very arbitrary number. It's not a real number, but I've easily been drinking 8-10 glasses of water a day. There is a downside. I'll tell you all about it. 833-804-1140. My name is Richard McCann, and this is The Home Show. WRVA. Thanks to Wayne and Glenn Allen, told me to check out peacekeepersapparel.com, which I did. They sell stuff for pets. I want, Jordan, have you, you know those vests that they have for like police dogs?
Yeah.
Okay. Which I think that's a fantastic thing to have. I want to get one for Oscar. Yeah, just, you know, one of those tactical vests for my dachshund, my attack dachshund.
You can keep all his spare treats in there, in the pockets.
Oh my! Okay, so he is so much smarter than I give him credit for. My sister got him a bark box,
right?
Which I've told you, he shredded those toys instantly. Mm-hmm. So my wife found this other company that they sell like super durable toys. You can't destroy them, blah, 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 blah. And it comes with treats. The box shows up on the door. She picks it up. I don't know how. He knows it's for him. He was acting like a child on Christmas morning. Like, what is it? What is it? What can I have? She barely got it open. He dives into the box. I'm like, how does he know? How does he know? How are you, sir?
I'm tired.
Yes, I'm sorry about your Braves last night.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
But they play again at 4:30 today, so they have two more chances to win the National League.
As long as they don't go 11-0 before the first inning is done. That was atrocious, bro.
If that happens, I may have to go down to Arlington, Texas myself and and knock some heads together.
Just call me up if you need a hug. You're only 22 minutes from my house.
I know.
I just get, you know, come on, little guys. If they lose tonight, are they done?
No, if they lose tonight, they'll play a deciding game on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, and if people want to know more about this, they can, of course, go to Facebook and listen to our other show, What a Week with Richard and Jordan.
Yes. Facebook.com/WhataWeekVA.
I had a lot of fun Thursday.
It was a good show.
We went off the rails like nothing I've ever seen. Even for me, that was off the rails. I still believe, though, I like my idea of a tuk-tuk.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun. Get tuk-tuks in Richmond. 833-804-1140. Before we went into the break, I was telling you that I finally, I'm slow to become a grown-up. Really, really slow. Kicking and screaming.
You're almost 50.
Yep. Yeah. And I still act like a child on the regular. But some things, you know, you have to grow up sometimes and advance. And there are better things in your life to make your life easier. And one of the things I got several months ago we got a new fridge, which made me very happy. It was a side-by-side, which I didn't know if I'd like a side-by-side. And I do have certain little problems with it. Because... let's face it, in a couple of weeks, turkeys are going to go on sale, and I have this tendency to buy about three or four of them and throw them in the freezer so I can have turkey year-round. I don't know if it's going to fit. I keep a stocked freezer and a pretty decent pantry, not as good as I have in the past. And to be honest with you, if we do end up moving out to the country, which is possible, getting better, I will keep a better pantry going, but you know, with the side by side, I don't know if those turkeys are going to fit in there. Am I going to have to get a chest freezer? I probably will anyway. I would like to have a chest freezer. I just don't have a place to put one now. Down the road, we will. But this also came with an ice and water dispenser, which in turn made me start to really drink a lot more water. It's there, it's accessible, and it's filtered. Now, before I go any farther, understand certain filters work in certain water. If you heard me say earlier about a Brita filter, that was a pitcher. They also make the ones that go on the faucet. It's a carbon filter, which for city water is awesome. Gets rid of that chlorine taste. If you can taste it, I can't. I've been here too long. It just kind of gets rid of any of the impurities, and it tastes better. Charcoal filters on well water are a no-no. About 15 years ago, I had a gentleman in here who was a water filtration specialist, and that's one of the first things he told me. I never knew that. I've known it ever since. And so we got two of these things, one for me, one for my brother-in-law. I live in the city. He lives in the country. I'm on city water. He's on a well. And it's Verona water, which is gross. I'll never say enough. Gross. So for me, I haven't had any problems with the filter itself. I haven't changed it yet. In fact, it was still the same filter that was in there when it was brand new. I don't think anybody's ever changed that filter. And I'm fine with it. I go to my brother-in-law's house. I attempt to get water out of the exact same style of fridge, and it just trickles. Just kind of trickles and spits at me. I'm like, what is going on here? He goes, filter stopped up again. I'm like, again? I haven't had any problems with my filter yet. You're on well water. And something nobody would have told you, nobody's going to tell you if you're thinking about buying one of these refrigerators that has the nice water. Oh, look, ice and everything. And it has a filter. Hey, the water's filtered. How much is that filter? Because I priced it. He said, filter's $50. I'm like, there's no way. No way that thing is $50. I was right. It's $55 for a filter. And we've had our fridge the exact same time. And I think this is like his third filter. I told him, I'm like, dude, what we got to do is we need to get up underneath this house and install a whole house filter. Those replacement cartridges are $12. And it's obvious that you're getting enough garbage in your water that it's affecting that thing. Which, by the way, and I'll tell the story later, I have to crawl underneath this house today. Yes, Richard gets to be plumber boy once again. Can't wait. Is that enough sarcasm? Cannot wait. Oh, boy. So we got water. I refill this thing constantly. I have my VCU basketball cup. My thing. And then the other day, actually it was 2 days, 3 days ago, it's on my Facebook page, I noticed something kind of gross because it's got this little tray, right? Set the cup on the little tray. And the little tray doesn't have a drain. Doesn't go anywhere. It just sits there. And I noticed it was dirty. It got some schmutz on it. There's a good word for you, by the way. Schmutz. And I said, I wonder if this thing pops out because I've had it for six, eight months. I haven't used it yet. I've been popped it out. I pop it out and, ooh, the stuff that was underneath that tray was not good. You know, I clean the stove, clean the counters. It's just clean water. Never occurred to me. Water had gotten underneath that tray and was gross. I mean, vile. It was black. It was slimy. And I did not show it to my wife. No. Posted it on Facebook, of course, but didn't show it to my wife. And so I grab hold of my generic kitchen cleaner. It is. It's a generic, but it has a lot of bleach in it. Maybe a little bit too much. Spray it down. And then I start thinking to myself, you know, I wonder what else is gross up in here. Because as soon as I saw that, my mind instantly goes to any fast food place that has self-serve drinks or your gas station, wherever you go. Do you ever read the health reports on some of these places? One of the things they get dinged on constantly is the dispensers for your sodas and water and such, and how nasty they are. Because it's just humidity and sugar and just waiting to grow something. And so I grab my flashlight and I stick my head up underneath there, and my friends, I now have a new job. At least once a week, I need to get up in there and clean out the dispenser for the water. And I put it up on Facebook. I'm like, how often do you people do this? And most of the responses was, I never have. Q-tips, bleach water, And, you know, some people suggested, and I do it once every couple of months, is I just take the whole ice tray and just dump it all out. Just dump all of it, because in the bottom it gets frozen up, and I don't I want the ice to be fresh. Even I don't use enough ice to keep refreshing it. But here's the thing, folks. If you've got one of those water dispensers, clean it. You're going to see some stuff up in there that you're going to be like, oh, my God. It's not nice. When we get back, take your calls at 833-804-1140. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. McCann on News Radio WRVA, celebrating 18 years behind this big old microphone. Things that have changed in 18 years, a lot less hair. That's really disappointing. I'm the holdout. I've got five brothers. And I'm the only one that really still has hair, even though I'm the oldest. But I'll be honest. It's getting thinner and thinner. Where my waistline gets fatter and fatter. Growing old sucks. I wouldn't advise doing it. Of course, what are your options? Right? And what am I hearing now? 70 is the new 50. I don't know that that's true. But I'll tell you when I hit 50. Not that far away. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Tell me what is going on in your world, your questions, queries, conundrums, or riddles, which I came up with that shtick like 2 years in, 3 years in. I can't remember why. Just kind of fell out of my mouth one day and we stuck with it. So there you go. Some of the things that people have been asking me about. For a second time this week, and I know I talked about it last week, for a second time, someone is asking me about metal roofs versus shingles. Now, I talked about it last week. I said very clearly, I like a metal roof. I really do. And if I had my way, if I was getting to pick one versus the other, I'd put a metal roof on my house versus shingles. For a multitude of reasons. Looks, durability. I mean, I grew up in a house that was over 200 years old. I know that metal roof was well over 100 years old. Well, it lasted. Now, there was some service to it. It had to be painted on the regular. There is that. But if you're driving, you know, anywhere in Virginia, you can look up and you'll see a metal roof with the standing seams. You're going to know, hey, that thing is old. But the problem is, and I've talked to Kirk about this, and I've talked to other roofers about this, and it drives me out of my mind. It's more expensive. It's a lot more expensive. I think the last time I checked, it was like a third. And I couldn't understand that. It doesn't make any sense because it goes on faster. Instead of tick, 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 I mean, it's like it's big, long sheets. Why was it more expensive? And then I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm on LinkedIn. I don't know if anybody follows me there. I don't know why I do it. I don't look at it very often. Social media and it was fun when it started. But I don't really care anymore. On social media, on LinkedIn, somebody pops up that had looked at my profile or whatever they do. And he was a distributor of metal roofing. And I instantly like, okay, Scooter, tell me why this stuff is so much more expensive than shingles. Doesn't make any sense. None. Not at all to me. Can't figure it out. He explained to me, it all comes down to the materials. Comes down to finding the steel to make the roofing in the first place. And this isn't the first time I've been hearing this about certain aspects of the trades, materials becoming harder to lay your hands on. Now, if you listen to Jeff Katz, he talks about the fact that there's a shingle shortage. I have not heard about this, but I trust Brother Katz. And there is a reason I call him Brother Katz. Just like I call John Reed Brother Reed. I think you can all figure that one out. So the materials are just, there's a lack of them to make the roofing itself. So it's not that it's, you know, a better product or a worse product. It's just a matter of it's hard to get. And the other trades, I've been hearing about this. I told this story months ago. Is my in-laws, good morning, Peg. Jordan, should I take offense to the fact that my mother-in-law listens to the show, yet my mother does not?
At least someone does.
At least. Ouch.
Oh, no, oh. I'm not saying it like that.
Yeah, that's the love I get around here. But they wanted to put in a new HVAC service in their house. And they called me up and they told me the price. And I nearly lost my mind. It was like $14,000 or $15,000. And I couldn't believe it. But then I stopped and think, hey, Richard, when's the last time you bought an HVAC system? Over a decade? Easily? When I first started doing this show, 18 years ago, a 13 SEER efficiency was top of the line. Top, above, and nobody could believe, it's so efficient. Now, they don't even make it. They don't even make that anymore. And so I asked the guys over at Bremac, I'm like, this is how expensive they say this thing is. And he goes, yeah, you haven't bought this stuff in a while. I said, why is it so much? He goes, materials. The materials have gotten that expensive. 833-804-1140. Andrew, the golf pro, how are you, sir?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, but it sounds like you're in the middle of an electric storm.
I'm still in talking on my speaker on my phone, but let me put it on the load it up. Yeah, that might be easier. So, congratulations on the anniversary of your show.
Andrew, you're going to have to call back from a better line, brother. Too much okay. Static. Sorry about that. Cell phones, they're a wonderful thing, but they're lousy for making a phone call. Of all the things that a cell phone should be good at. So, Andrew, please call back, buddy. I'll get to your question because he has a question about a refrigerator. And we did discuss this. There we go. He's trying again. Good boy. I'll update. By the way, if you're wondering why I call him the golf pro, he offered to teach, give me and Jordan some ticket tips, and it helped a lot. All right, let's try it again, Andrew.
Yeah, I've stopped. It might be a little bit clear. Congratulations on your show, and I hope you're getting out. I know you're working hard. Get out there and enjoy the great fall golf season. But I've got a refrigerator-freezer combo that I've got in my garage that I just pulled out of my house.
Sure.
And I'm going to unplug it. I've drained all the moisture out of it. I've wiped it all down, but I'm too afraid to shut the top and the bottom drawers because I don't want to get mildew on the inside.
Right.
Tell me what I need to do to prevent that.
First of all, if you're not going to have it plugged in, I tend to leave the doors open. Maybe put a 2x4 block in there so it's not like swinging open, but it's not going to be.
Right.
Or what you can do is, of course, put a box of baking soda in the up and the lower, and then get yourself a cloth bag of rice.
Okay.
And then you put that in there, and the rice will act as a humidity absorber, and that way you're not going to get all that funk and smell and black gunk.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do. Or just leave it plugged in. I mean, it's not going to use that much electricity.
Yeah, I know. I'm always cutting lights off every minute. People don't cut lights off like they used to.
Oh, I remember my father. This place is lit up like a Christmas tree.
That's true.
Oh, Dad, it's just a light bulb. Let it go. All right, Andrew. I got to go. I hope that helps, bro. All right. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140.
Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dose of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru, celebrating 18 years right here behind this microphone. 833-804-1140. Jill in the South Side, what's going on?
Not much. I wanted to ask you something, a question. This is just curiosity. How come so many tall buildings, skyscrapers, have flat roofs? Won't the rain collect in puddles and make holes in the roof?
No, actually, they all have a rubber membrane roof with drainage built into it. The reason I would imagine that they don't have peaked roofs very often is you have to understand, up there, especially way up there, there's a constant wind. So it would get anything like a shingle, which wouldn't work, would just get battered or ripped off. So, and also you have to think about the fact that a lot of equipment goes onto the roofs. In New York, everybody has a water tower. Everybody. Because the water pressure is, 4 pounds in the whole city. Every building has a pump that pumps water up into a water tower and then is gravity fed through the rest of the building. In fact, the Empire State Building has several water towers at several different positions. Remember, it's over 100 stories tall. So that's the purpose of a flat roof.
I see.
Thank you, Jill.
I see. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You can always count on Jill. She's been with us forever. Ah, Stephen and King William.
Hey, how you doing? I have a 22-inch octagon window, first level. The molding on the outside has deteriorated from a fire from a shed. I need to get somebody to replace it. I dealt with some of the big companies, $600-$700. They, for some reason or another, can't guarantee the work or can't make the window. They don't have a fitting for a 22-inch. They can only do 24s. I've dealt with little contractors. They said they can do it. I tried to get them to come by. I don't know. Who do you recommend? Just a simple explanation. I'll be glad to order the window as long as they can prove that, this is the right size. King William.
And King William, that's one of your problems right there, isn't it? Because that's a trick. And how old,
exactly, yeah.
How old is this house?
20 years old. Yep.
And it's a 22.
And it's easy to get to. It's right off of 360 and 30. I've been priced at $600-$700. I'm like, that's cool, as long as you can guarantee good quality work. I've had people quote me $150 if I ordered my own window. And I'm like, that's fine. I'll be glad to.
I'm going
to
recommend Aikie's Home Improvement.
Who's that? A-G?
Aikie. A-I-K-E-Y. Aikie. He has been with me for years now. They're they're award-winning for their window installation. And Aikie's. Okay. I'll even give you the phone number. Ready?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
216-9371, and you tell them Richard McCann sent you.
You got it, buddy. I appreciate that very much. Let's hope this one works out.
I do, too. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yep. Windows, that's the house I'm looking at. It's got casement windows, which is a little bit odd. You don't see many houses with those. If you're wondering what a casement window is, it's a window that opens like a door. Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. It has a little crank. And boom, it's open. Several of those have got to go. And I'm not doing it. No. I'm going to have Kirk do it. Yeah. By the way, for those of every now and then I get people ask me, how is Kirk Aikie doing? Very well. The man's a machine. I got to say that. He is just trucking right along. But one of the things I want, and I've wanted one for a while. I was going to put one in the house that I'm in now. I'm thinking differently. I want a greenhouse window for the kitchen. You don't see them very often. They were popular for a while. But it's exactly what it sounds like. It's this little mini greenhouse that I would probably put it in either in the kitchen or a dining room, depending on the layout of the house, most likely a kitchen. That way I can grow herbs year-round. one of the things, the upside to the pandemic, if there is one, and I am the eternal optimist. I try to find the upside to everything. And I have friends that are just, they're exactly the opposite. They find the downside to everything. If there's an upside to the pandemic, was a lot of people, including us, started planting gardens. And I tell you what, it's been a great distraction. It's been a wonderful hobby. It wasn't expensive. It really wasn't. I mean, plants are pretty cheap. And knock on wood, it's what? Middle of, where are we? October? Yeah, October. I don't even remember sometimes. We're in October. We are still getting tomatoes. We're still getting pepper. Your wife is still getting veggies, isn't she? On that, Jordan's wife built the most adorable garden out on their balcony. I mean, it's incredible. Gotta hand it to her. But yeah, one of the upsides. Still getting veggies, even now. Last year, we had one tomato plant. My mom gives me, that's what she does for my birthday. She brings me a tomato plant. Because what are you going to buy me? I'm at my age, what can you possibly, what could I possibly need? My wife is perplexed when it comes to birthdays and Christmas. I love her. This last birthday, she bought me an axe. She goes, I think I figured it out. When in doubt, buy you something sharp and pointy. I'm like, yes. but my mom bought us buys me a tomato plant every year. Last year, we had tomatoes all the way until November. So upside, yes. But when it comes to windows, yeah, I'm going to go with Kirk because I like what he does. And again, award-winning. There's going to be a lot of work if we buy the house we're looking at. And we're talking about doing a YouTube channel for it. That would be fun. There's options out there. 833-804-1140 to tell you some of the topics people wanted me to talk about today. Jeff wrote in, hey, Richard, can I call you up and talk about why it's taking so long for Winds of Winter to be released? Well, if you're talking about the Game of Thrones book number 6, that's the Winds of Winter. It has been over 10 years, and George R.R. Martin still hasn't finished it. I loved the TV show. I really did. Cannot convince my wife to watch it. I did, however, go back and I say read. I didn't. I did him as an audiobook. And if you're wondering why George is taking so long to release the last book, obviously, if you read book number 4, the man suffers from writer's block, like nobody's business. And his stories are just too big. It's you watch the show and you're like, oh my God, this is a huge show. The books are bigger. It's too big. I just hope I hope he really does finish it before he dies. Though they say that there's enough people, there's enough notes that his staff can go back and they can finish it. And that happens a lot to authors. Read some of the books of Dune. The originals were written by one person, but the rest were written by his son. Same thing happened with Tolkien. So there you go. Weird topic. My name is Richard McCann. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA, celebrating 18 years behind this big old microphone, and here's to many years more. Oh, I've gone through some phases. We've had some things come and go, and one topic that has not changed. I think we started doing this about 5 years ago when I discovered that there is a place in America where some of the most bizarre stuff ever happens. And we created this segment. It is called
It Happens in Florida.
Lunatics, every single one of them, and they slowed down considerably. COVID hit, and I was stuck. For months, poor little Jordan sitting on the other side of the glass, wondering what's going on in Florida. Is it okay? Now, we have talked about some of the things that are dangerous in Florida. Iguanas falling out of trees or being found in freezers. That was a thing. Burmese pythons, 20-some feet long, everywhere. Alligators. But we have decided and we have figured out that the most dangerous creature in all of Florida is a woman on drugs. It's happened. I know. You would think, what about the guys on drugs? Well, that happens too. We talked about that. More than once, we've done a story where a man was pulled over for driving a lawnmower down the highway, drunk. It's happened. But this week, it was definitely... Oh, there was... Jordan, were you with me when the woman started beating him up in the car and he jumped off the bridge to get away from
him? Yes, I remember that one. That was a good one.
That was one of my favorites. Well, this one is no a slouch, and this happened. This is from the Daily News. A Florida woman was arrested early Sunday morning after allegedly battering her 69-year-old boyfriend after he refused to perform sex on her. I'm leaving some of it out. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Department was called to a home in Largo, just west of Tampa, around 3 a.m. Nothing good ever happens at 3 a.m. Ever. Nothing. On Sunday, following disturbance between Catania Jordan, 46. She's 46. She's younger than me. She has a 69-year-old boyfriend. Let's remember that part. And her long-term boyfriend, according to the Smoking Gun. The victim claimed the two had been arguing about Jordan smoking crack when she began yelling at him and demanding he perform sex. I'm leaving something out. When he refused, she began hitting and scratching him, giving him several small lacerations, which appeared to have been caused by fingernails. Pinellas County investigators spoke to a witness who collaborated the victim's account of the altercation. Jordan fled the house before police arrived and was found after a short search with the help of a canine unit. After she was apprehended, Jordan did not deny doing anything, but claimed her boyfriend had choked her and she had acted in self-defense. The woman was charged with felony domestic battery and grand theft for allegedly swiping the man's cell phone before she tried to flee. She's held in Pinellas County Jail on a $12,500 bond. Just saying, if, and I could be way off here, don't smoke crack. I just, seems like a pretty good idea. The funny thing is, one of my listeners pointed out the fact that the woman, in question looks exactly like the mayor of Chicago. I'm just, I'm not being mean. I'm not. It's just an observation that, you know, sometimes. Jordan, did you see the Zamboni that caught on fire?
Yes, I did.
First of all, it looks like the thing is starting to bleed.
Yeah, all over the ice. That's got to be like a transmission or something.
It's hydraulic fluid. It's exactly what it is. And then it catches on fire, and the guy driving it just keeps driving. Like, I don't see a problem here.
Well, I mean, you're on a sheet of ice, and that rink probably is very expensive. It's probably very expensive to get new ice. Oh, so you're not. He's going to be a hero and drive that thing outside and let it burn.
Sorry, dude. That would. I am not that kind of. I am not the kind of hero they need in hockey. That's drive, dude. Oh, look, it's on fire. I'm going to die. Whatever. One of the things I saw. Let me see. Oh, poor Casey has been asking me about this, and I really need to get to it. Sorry, Casey. My fault. Richard, sprucing up driveways. Driveway, if you have time, happy anniversary. Best show in Richmond. I don't know about that. I'm happy about it. But am I the best? No, I don't think I am. I want to get better every day. Asphalt driveways. I don't have one, and I've never have. I've seen them put in, and usually what I notice tears up a driveway more than anything is one of two things. Either one, roots. Somebody's got a tree way too close to the driveway. And remember, evergreens don't spread out. They go down. So it's your big leafy trees that reach out and go underneath driveways. That's a surefire way to bust one up. But the problem I see with most driveways, and Casey, I'm sure you've done it, or maybe you didn't, people don't seal them. They need to be sealed. Not, I don't think every year, though. If you talk to an asphalt guy, they'll say, oh, yeah, every year. Every year, get out there and seal the asphalt. What tears it up is, though, if you don't seal it, water gets into it, freezes, busts it to pieces. That's what happens on our roads. I know areas where water collects, and there's going to be a pothole every time. If you see me drive from Williamsburg Road, from my house, into the city, it looks like I'm hammered. It looks like I am drunk because I'm just like, I'm just swerving back and forth, trying to dodge all the potholes. I guarantee if I was to drive the mayor down Williamsburg Road into Fulton Hill, he would realize we've got problems. So honestly, the best thing I could say is get it sealed. Any potholes in it, any chips, clean them out, patch them, and seal them properly. You want to keep water from getting into it. That's the big snafu with asphalt driveways. I've actually wondered about the house I'm looking at. It has a very, very long driveway. And someone said, well, you could pave that. I don't think I want to. And I know this is going to sound very hippie. And I mean, there's gravel. Gravel's natural. Stuff's growing through it. It's there. I don't know if I want to pave it just because I don't know if I want to pave over any more of this planet. I know I sound really tree-huggy right there, but it actually occurred to me. Do I want to pave over any more of this little blue marble of ours? Right now, I'm leaning towards no. And I'm one that owns motorcycles. Driving on grass or gravel on a motorcycle, not pleasant, but still better than paving over it. And then I do, there will be maintenance. There will be sealing. So, yeah, Casey, hope that helps. By the way, if someone just shows up at your door and says, we got some leftover asphalt, you want us to do it, say no, because that's a scam. And it happens all the time. People don't buy extra asphalt. They buy as much as they need. Get the job done. 833-804-1140. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. Right here celebrating 18 years. 18 years. It doesn't seem like that at all. I mean, it's the blink of an eye to me. And I'm pretty happy about it. I still love doing this. And people say it shows, but I've told everybody, the day I say, I just don't feel like doing this, that then I should not do it anymore. And that's any job. People, I hear people say, I just despise my job. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It really isn't. If you don't enjoy what you're doing. And I know the people right now are saying, Richard, you got to pay those bills. We all have to pay the bills. True. But if you hate it, that's just going to, you're just bringing that frustration home, and that will rub off on everybody. So that's where I'm at. I love doing this. Jordan, how long have you been with me now?
Over 2 years.
I was wondering, it's got to be
coming. This is like year three.
Yeah, it's got to be close to three. It's been, you know what? I think you've lasted longer than anyone else. I used to joke that to get people to quit, they would just put them on this show. We have got to get rid of Jordan. What are we going to do? Let's put him on with McCann. Oh, man, that's just cruel. One of the nicest compliments I ever got on this show, and you people are very, very kind. You're very, very kind. But one of the best compliments I ever got is I was out and about. Remember?
Remember when you could go out and be with people and at festivals? Remember?
Some of you are going to get that joke. I was at an event. It was the beer and barbecue, bourbon and barbecue festival. And one of my former producers, I ran into him, Leon, which Leon hasn't been with me for 5 or 6 years. And I introduced him to Joanne, my wife. And he looked at her and he says, you know what? Getting up early on Saturday sucks. He goes, it just was the worst. And he said, but working with Richard made it worth it. And I nearly cried. I will be honest with you. I almost cried right there. It was one of the nicest things. So I try to be nice to everybody. And I hope you're having a good one too. Follow me on Facebook, Richard McCann, McKANN. The reason you do that is, one, you'll find the stories that I'm going to post for Saturday, such as it happened in Florida. Also, it gives you an opportunity to influence the show, things you want to talk about. I encourage that because I can't come up with it all myself, and I don't want to talk about water heaters anymore. And three, if you follow me and or follow Jordan Bondurant, you will be able to listen to a show that we're pretty consistent on a Thursday afternoon. That's where we're really, we seem to be finding our niche. But he and I get together and do a little thing called What a Week with Richard and Jordan. We are talking about making it available wider, and I'll let you know about that. Basically, it's two guys, me and him, talking about the major stories of the week. I think we've got a different spin. Well, I don't say that. I don't think we're spinning anything. But we are trying to look at it as just people that it's going that are going to be affected. I'm not a journalist. So it is available. So last night I asked for some ideas, and people started pretty quickly. Let's see what we got right here. Mark Elrod, one of my few people that I still stay in touch with from high school. He wrote, Richard, you're consistent. People need to know how to fix their stuff. Stuff. He didn't say stuff. Such as the fart fan in the bathroom. You know, that little motor in the ceiling that moves the odors from the bathroom out so you can out as to share them with your neighbors. Okay, I can take a touch on that one. Exhaust fans are just that. They are there to exhaust, but not just the rank that is you. And believe it or not, for the longest time, I don't know if this is still a thing, but for the longest time, if you had a window in a bathroom, you didn't have to install an exhaust fan. But exhaust fans, well, they weren't very good. They had these little tiny motors in them, and they barely moved anything. In fact, the main purpose of a fan in a bathroom isn't to get rid of the odorifices. It is to get rid of humidity. You take a hot shower, close the door, all that humidity just gets stuck inside. You end up with mold up near any vents. That happens. Mold around windows. I've seen that. Or just paint start to peel. The main purpose of those exhaust fans is to exhaust. Now, here's the upside is Newtone, who is probably the biggest name when it comes to exhaust fans or fans of any type, has come up with an exhaust fan that moves a lot more air. The old fans that we installed for decades, if you took a hot shower, you have to climb out, turn it on, and leave it running for 15 to 30 minutes just to vent out all the moisture. New fans, they get it out of there quick. I found them slightly noisier, but not really. And the smart thing is most of them are designed so you can take the old fan straight out and the new fan slides into the existing hole. Now, I will say this, please make sure that you are vented properly if you are thinking about installing one, whether it be new or in an existing property. I have come across way too many fans that just vent into the attic. great. Not good. You don't want all that moisture up there. But since you are moving moisture, you want to make sure that whatever product you're using has a way for that moisture not to build up. Case in point, exhaust for my sister-in-law's dryer. This is 10 years ago. My brother calls me up, says the dryer's not working. I said, what do you mean? He goes, I have to run it 2 and 3 times before the dryer actually dries. I went over to check it out, crawled up underneath the house, realized that the vent to his dryer had gotten so full of lint that it was now collecting all the moisture, and it was literally heavy. I mean, it had that much moisture in it that it was heavy. And so I instead of cleaning it, I just replaced it. Now, that does bring me up to another point that's really, really important. People don't talk about this enough. Your dryer vent and your dryer do need to be cleaned. Remember, you're pushing lint and you are pushing moisture out through that. It will eventually stop up. Not just the vent, but a large amount of stuff will collect inside the dryer itself. Now, there are companies out there that will clean those. Make sure that not only are they cleaning the dryer vent, but they're cleaning the dryer. I've seen two companies. I see them every year at the home show. No home shows this year. Yet another thing we lost. But I talked to two different companies. Both of them, that's what they do, is they clean out the dryer vents. One says, yes, I make sure it does. I get dry, cleaned out the back of the dryer, the insides, every single time. The other said, no, I don't do it unless the customer asks. So if you get somebody to come out, and you know, it's not really that expensive. It really isn't. Make sure they clean out the back of the dryer. Oh, and on one little extra note, because I found this absolutely hysterical. You all have heard of the Habitat for Humanity Restore. One of the first projects we ever did here at the home show. So one of the very first things we ever did is we got involved in the restore. Someone donated a dryer, which they took. Thank you very much. And as they were moving it around the warehouse, they heard some change inside of it. Said, you know what? We really need to check that out. They pulled out like $25 in change and cash. Yeah. I can only imagine. My wife is so mad at me. Well, not mad, but she says every time she does the laundry, she never goes through my pants pockets until it comes out of the dryer. She goes, I find cash. I am constantly finding cash. So we actually set up a jar. That's the dryer money. That's the only thing that goes in there is dryer money. My name is Rich McCann. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Rich McCann on News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. Jumping right in, Wayne in Glen Allen.
Good morning, Richard, and congratulations on your 18 years.
It seems like it's forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've been listening to you, you know, from the beginning.
There we go.
The other fellow that was on there, I thought he was, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
But you've done a good job, but I want to talk about moisture and weight. And like you were talking a few minutes ago about the vent line that was full, like 1993, 94, I built this huge complex, 17,000 square feet on a house in Fredericksburg at an addition. And
Wait. Did you just say 17,000 square feet on a house?
Yeah. I added, it was an old Victorian that was 1,800 square feet, and we added 17,000 square feet to it walking down the hill. If you go to Fredericksburg and go down to the city dock and turn around and look backwards, you'll see this huge colossus structure.
Yeah, it sounds like about the size of a Kmart.
Oh yeah, it's pretty big. It was pretty big, and along with the indoor swimming pool, it was a ballet room full of mirrors and everything. This doctor's father was the great Oglevsky from Russia, a ballet star. But what I was going to tell you was as we were building it, the swimming pool people got the pool completed, and it was a structure. I mean, it was an absolute beautiful complex where the pool was. And so I'm down there with the doctor, and I'm saying, now, you don't want to turn this hot water heater on. This heats up the pool water. And he said, why not? I said, because it will cause a lot of moisture to get in here, and the air conditioning system is not going to be complete until about the end of the week. And he said, well, I might want to jump in it this evening. And I said, well, I don't think you should do that, because you don't want to turn the hot water heater on. And so he just kind of walked away, and I walked away. Well, the next morning, we come to the site, and one of the laborers came running up the hill and said, you need to come and see what's in the pool. And I was thinking, I hope it's a squirrel. And you know what was in the pool?
The ceiling?
All the ceiling sheetrock.
Exactly.
The ceiling was laying in the pool. So I called him, and he came over, and he said, well, you should have stopped me from turning the hot water heater
on. Oh, my God, I love when they do that.
Yeah. I said, yeah, I told you not to turn it on, didn't I? I told you. He said, well, the boys were in there swimming, and they were supposed to cut it off. I said, yeah, blame somebody else all the time.
See, when I have customers like that, like a lawyer or a doctor, and they do something specifically I tell them not to do, when I fix whatever it is that they did, I make a deal with them. Yeah. If it's a doctor or a lawyer, I tell them, here's the deal. I won't practice law or medicine. You don't be a plumber. Deal?
That's right.
So you should have just told him, look, I won't dance in Swan Lake. You don't tell me how to build this place.
That's right.
Well, Wayne,
you have a great day.
I appreciate it. Thanks for listening all these years. Yeah, you don't... Indoor swimming pool? I want one. I know that sounds really weird. And I'll explain. The place we're looking at had a pool. I'm not going to say has a pool. I'm going to say had a pool. It has been neglected for... Well, it's just sat fallow for 3 years more. So it's shot. Pretty much it's a hole in the ground. That's what we got left. Now, can it be revived? Absolutely. We can put in a new liner. I can get the pumps going. And that'll be all fine and all good. And again, I got people that say this to me. We had a pool, thought we wanted a pool. Pool turned out to be a real pain in the neck. And I get that. Just about everybody I know that's owned a pool says that to me. Yeah, you got to clean it, and there's all this maintenance, and it's a pain. You can't do it. Then I have my real estate people, and they're absolutely right. They're like, well, there's a pool. I said, yep. He goes, but it doesn't add to the value of the property. Now, that's weird, right? You'd think swimming pool, luxury, that would add to the value of a property. It doesn't. In some cases, it even takes it away. Because people think about maintenance and insurance. Do you have to have a fence, and you have to have this and that? And, I don't have small kids, so I don't have to worry about these things. But here's the thing I keep running into from my own point of view, because I want a pool. I never had a pool as a kid. We swam in a pond, believe it or not. The only pool that was anywhere close was a private club, and it was expensive. So yeah, I always wanted a pool. Maybe I will dislike it after a couple of years, and who knows, maybe I'll just leave the property in a couple of years. I don't know that. But my problem is with a pool is that I can only use it, 3 months out of the year? That, my friends, is where I'm having a sticking point. Because I don't want something that I can only use 3 months out of the year. That seems dumb. So I started doing a little playing on my computer. Have you heard of this thing called the internet? It's crazy. You type in anything and it comes up with an answer. I looked into enclosing a swimming pool. I mean, I've seen it before. I've seen houses that have one in the basement that opens up to the outdoors. I know a house in Verina that it's got a greenhouse around it. It's been there for decades. So I wanted to look into it. Believe it or not, it's not that ridiculous to enclose a swimming pool. They make retractable covers. They make greenhouse covers. They even They even have things like the pool at the YMCA in Goochland. They only have an outdoor pool. Come cold weather, they have a bubble that goes over top of it. Put the bubble on, heat it up, and she's done. So yeah, it's a project. Is it a priority? Not even close. If I get this place, I'm going to have to worry about siding and windows and roof before anything else. But it's in the back of my mind. And to be honest with you, and Jordan agrees with me. You agree with me, Jordan. There would be nothing cooler. I would be the greatest uncle in, of all time. Christmas pool party.
Hell yeah.
You would be there, wouldn't you?
I would be there.
Christmas. New Year's? What? What? It's a thought. I'm looking into it. All right, folks. My name is Richard McCann. McKANN. And after 18 years, you really should know that by now. Reminding you again, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Don't forget to go to WRVA.com. You click on my smirking face. It's an older picture, but I still like it. You click on my smirking face. You can download podcasts of the show. If you're looking for me, you can email me, RichardMcCann@Hotmail.com. If you want to have a home consultation, you get a checkup every year. Why don't we do one for your home? I'm going up to D.C. to do one for one of my listeners. Yeah, I'll travel, but it's really worth it, especially if you want to, you know, stay where you are. That's RichardMcCann@Hotmail.com or 347-1152. That's 347-1152. Jordan, let's go home. That once again is a home show in the can, burnt to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early, pressing all the right buttons. Thanks everybody that follows me on all the social media. I appreciate it. It's been 18 years and I'm going to keep going until they drag me out of here. This is the home show, News Radio, WRVA.
Paya! I say a wanna! A paya!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here! Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.